We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are doing our community spotlight, and in the studio with me today is Miss Sarah Glenn with One Plus God Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk first and foremost, what is One Plus God Ministries? What do you guys do for folks?
Sure. We are a missions organization. We plan and organize mission trips. We assist in fundraising for missionaries, and we are also a sending an organization for interns.
So all of that, yeah. It's all about missions.
Absolutely. And our main focus and our vision is that every believer be missions minded every day, everywhere.
So that means that you can either go on a trip or send somebody on a trip or even sponsor, like yes. We were talking earlier, some of the supplies that are needed for a trip.
Absolutely. Right. Anything missions, One Plus God does. And then we also have retreats. We have conferences. We have Bible studies just to kind of keep that fire burning. So when you come back from a mission trip, you can keep, you know, the momentum. And then you can pour into your community, your families right here locally.
Yeah. I mean, because the whole reason for missions is to be able to tell people about Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we can do that here.
That's
in our
right.
mission field that we live in every
that
day.
Is exactly right. Right in our backyard. You don't have to go to Africa to do missions. You can do it right here. And that's the beauty of missions, is that we're called to all the nations. We're called to everywhere, to go everywhere and to share the gospel. So there's opportunities every day.
Talking about Africa, you don't have to go to Africa, but we are.
Yeah,
let's
we really
talk
are.
About that. I think some people have seen it maybe on my Facebook page, because I announced the other day that I'm actually going to South Africa with you. You know, we've been talking about this for months, right?
Yes.
Every time you mention it, I'm like, oh, I want to go on that trip. Well, it finally happened. I finally signed up for it.
Yes, you did. And that is it. I think that is the thing, too. I think you're such a living testimony of like how people are like, they have it on their hearts. They're like, oh, that's something. But it feels so out of reach, or it feels like impossible, or how would I raise the money? And it's like, if you have the calling, the Lord's going to provide. It takes a lot of, I don't want to say nerve, but like to be able to take that step outside of the boat, like a lot of faith. Like you just have to have a ton of faith to be like, okay, all right, Lord, I'm going. And like all your nerves are all keyed up when you make that registration page and you're signing your initials and you're on the waiver.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, but I mean, it's incredible that, you know, you have taken this huge, huge faith step to sign up for South Africa.
So yeah. here's what I did, because I just want people to know my process.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I did was I told you I really do want to go, and yes. I can see that everything is a yes so far,
yeah.
but I just want to make sure I'm in the will of God. Now I'm thinking to myself, how can it be outside of the will of God to, you know, go and do missions? It's not that. It was more of, he knows my future and he knows what I need to be able to do. And plus I've got knee surgery coming up, and how do I do all of this? So I really wanted to get an answer from him. And I actually did get a confirmation from him. And then as soon as I said yes, and I was texting you with my yes, I got a financial donation that like sealed the deal.
Yes.
It was like that quick. So it was really cool.
Amazing.
God is really good at just kind of laying it out there and saying, yep, you're going on this.
Right. That's incredible. So, and we've heard testimony after testimony of that, where people like literally they finally take the plunge and they're like, okay, I'm in, Sarah, I'm in. And then it isn't even a day later, like Aunt Nancy, comes out of nowhere with $500, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk real quickly about the dates. When are we going to South Africa?
So we're going February the 5th. Through the 17th.
And this is actually closed. I was the last seat.
Yep, you are. Yeah. And so we're going from the 5th to the 17th, and we're going to be spending almost the majority of our time in the ministry of, it's called MTM Ministry, Ministry Through Movement. And we will be working at a daycare center called Shamwari. And that means Friends of Jesus.
And they are kids that live in the dump sites.
That's right. So there's there are literally squatter camps and dump sites around where this little school is that we've built right there in South Africa, that basically the kids are bused in, they're educated, they're clothed, they're bathed, they're fed, and they're taught about the Lord. I mean, everything. So when they're learning how to count, they literally count Jesus loves me 1, 2, 3. I mean, that's how they,
that's awesome.
You'll see it. It's adorable. And so we have a little bus that goes around and picks these kids up and brings them in.
Awesome. All right. We're going to talk more about this, about our crazy trip that we're going on to South Africa. We're going to talk more about why it's important for you guys to know where we're going and what we're going to be doing and maybe how you can get involved. So stick around. We got more of our community spotlight coming up. We're doing our community spotlight, and in the studio with me today is Sarah Glenn. She's with One Plus God Ministries. You heard me say just a little earlier with Sarah that she and I are both going to South Africa in February to do a missions trip to Shamwari, which is a little encampment for kids to come to and be fed and clothed and educated.
It is.
Now, a lot of these kids are orphans, right? They live in this dump site.
Yeah. They're raised by their siblings, who are, some of the siblings are even as young as 7 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Raising their brothers and sisters because their parents have passed away from AIDS.
Wow. Yeah. So this is going to be heart-wrenching, I'm assuming, for
Absolutely.
Me.
It's overwhelming. It, when you're actually there and experiencing it, it's almost like your little pea-sized American brain can't even believe what you're seeing. You can't even process. It's later. It's the next day. It's the next week when you look back and you think that really, it's hard to process it while you're there. You almost go into survival mode while you're there. And like, how can I help? How can I make this immediately better?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's some things that we're going to be doing over there, medical supplies and things like that. But let me take a quick minute before we finish talking about South Africa.
Sure.
Let's take just a minute. You guys work with a lot of different countries. And right now, what's going on with Haiti?
Yeah, things are really rough there. So the government is in turmoil. Basically, the Haitian people are fighting against the government people because they don't care for their president there. And so they don't know how to get their president out, but to throw fits. So they have these, what they call like demonstrations in the middle of the road. So there's roadblocks, there's people fighting everywhere. And what's happening is it's becoming incredibly dangerous and people can't get anywhere. So the schools have been shut down since September. The food prices are all the way up. There's no gas because the petrol, you know, the gas, they can't get to the gas stations because of the roadblocks. It's just unbelievable. The country is literally shutting down. So major, major hotels where business people the very few business people who were actually flying into Haiti can't even get there anymore. Because the hotels are shutting down now.
Wow. So we really need to pray for them over there.
Please. Yes.
And you've got missionaries that are on the ground there too.
Absolutely. We have people there that we love and that are our family. And, you know, and Western unions are only opened every once in a while now. So it's hard to get money to them.
Yeah. It's dangerous though. You said before, it's hard to send them money because if people found out they had money.
Yeah.
Then that puts them in danger.
It does. Everything is just incredibly hard right now.
Yeah.
So please, please pray for the people of Haiti. And if you want to help in any way, then please contact One Plus God and let us know. Because we are, you know, we have missionaries, like you said, who are there. So right now for $25, you can supply rice, beans, oil, and the necessities to these people in these villages that can't, because the people in the remote villages, they can't get into the city area. Mm. They can't. So they're starving out there. So
wow,
we do have people that are out there risking their lives to get them, you know, rice and beans.
Wow.
I know.
All right. So yeah, remember to pray for Haiti and we'll probably update everybody next month on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So let's get back to the South Africa thing. There's a lot that's going to be going on. And the reason why I think it's important for us to tell people about this South Africa trip is not just because we're going, you and I, it's because I want people to know what one person can do to make a difference. We're going to talk about Annalie. Now, I had a conversation with Annalie when you brought her here in the spring. Yeah. And oh my gosh, one little white woman.
Yes.
And she's older than I am.
Yes.
And what she's doing in this area to make a difference in the world. Yes. Oh my gosh. So all of us have an opportunity right where we are to make a difference like she's doing.
Absolutely. And the thing is, in South Africa, the racial tension is so real. It's different than the United States. It's, you know, there's 11 different tribes of people there. And they're fighting against each other. And then they're fighting against the white people of South Africa. So for her to go into this region was extremely dangerous. But she knew the Lord had called her to do it. The Lord had told her to go knock on doors and share the gospel. And so she went. And she went after work in the night to do it.
Oh my.
And she said the first door she went to, she prayed, Lord, don't let him open that door.
Oh my gosh.
And they did. And that was the start. That was the start. Now she's planted 3 different churches.
Wow.
And she is doing this incredible work, you know, and in helping to change this little area of South Africa. I mean, where the white and the black people can come together. They're not fighting each other. Mm, where they know that they are brothers and sisters in Christ, and that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, this fighting.
So I want people to know that one person can make a difference. And we're going to show that through what we do on our trip. But I also want people to know that next year we're planning a special event to kind of give everybody the details on what our trip was like. And also there's another trip going early 2021 that people can jump on. So there's a lot of reasons why this is important for you to note. So I'm going to put information about the trip on my Facebook page. Go to Angie in the Morning on Facebook. And you've also got information on your website about this trip, correct?
We do. Yeah. So if you follow the One Plus God Facebook page, while we're on the trip, we'll keep it updated daily with pictures, with stories of what we're doing there. And you can just follow us and, you know, see if this is something that you'd be interested in for 2021.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right. Yeah. Find out more about One Plus God and what they can do. I want to just remind people that if your youth group or if your small group or even if your extended family wants to go on a missions trip, that's what they're there for. They come in and they help design a trip that's right for you guys. Plus, they organize these trips like this one to South Africa and they say, come with us.
That's right.
Although this one particular that's happening in February, I'm the last seat. So you can't go on this trip. But we are praying that you go on the next one. So thank you, Sarah, for coming in this morning and giving us an update on all that's going on. I'm very excited about going on this mission trip with you.
Me too.
We're going to be driving Vane on absolutely crazy.
I know.
I'm sure. But
he's
it's going to be. It's gonna, he's not used to both of us together. But it should be really good. And even though it's going to be a tough thing to do. I think God is going to just bless this whole team incredibly.
Yes, I'm with you.
All right. That is our community spotlight for this Thursday. Sarah Glenn with One Plus God Ministries is my guest. And you can listen to this again. It's going to be up online a little bit later on. Shine FM Ohio under the community spotlight.
Community supported. Shine FM.